what are the basic presuppositions for reading and interpreting the Bible? When we read the Scriptures, we must start with the belief that they are God's Word and words. The Bible is the only self-authenticating book, that is, it claims to be a revelation of God. The term, "Thus saith the Lord," occurs numerous times and is unique to the Bible. The Thessalonians are examples of those who presuppose the Bible is the Word of God. Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 2, they received the Word as the Word of God and not the Word of man, and as a result, it had a practical effect in their daily lives. Peter concurs by telling us in his second letter that the Scripture's prophetic statements didn't originate in the mind of man, but God's Spirit spoke through men so they could write down exactly what God said. Now, since we presuppose the Bible is the Word of God, it follows that we believe it's the foundation for all of life. It's the reference point from which all conclusions are drawn. There's no thought or deed that can exclude God since He's sovereign over all. In conclusion, we could never have known God unless He revealed Himself to us. So He gave us the Bible, not that we might interpret it, but that God might interpret Himself and His ways to us. God has given us two great revelations of Himself. Creation's order and beauty reveal His majesty and providence, but His Word alone reveals specific details about His character and plan for mankind. And even though this revelation came over centuries through different writers from various walks of life, it's perfect in its parts and consistent as a whole. No other book is like it. This is Dan Sheridan.